Okay.
Roll call, please. Authority Board, Finance Subcommittee, Dr. Trenberg.
Citizen Dexter.
Here.
Councilmember Matthews. Councilmember Termini.
Here. Motion to approve the agenda?
So moved.
I'll second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Approval of the minutes from February 23rd and May 18th.
I'll move the approval of the minutes.
I'll second. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? None. Any oral communications? I see no one from the public. Any oral communication staff or committee members? No. Then we'll go to staff reports, library facilities, update.
So presented before you is...
We don't have so many months.
Yeah. No months in the new year yet.
Right.
It's just the July preliminary financials. And this is really that... I had a good question at one point in time. Said, all your reports say preliminary. Yeah. Until they're audited.
Yeah.
And by the time they're audited, we're not talking about those anymore.
Yeah. Right. Exactly.
But July is really one of those months, as is June right now, where they're really in flux. We have bills that were incurred in June and being paid in July that we're moving back into June. Mm-hmm. We have sometimes revenue received early in June that is actually July's revenue. So there's a lot of interchange between both months. So this is the preliminary July. When you see the June, July, August comparison, that'll be the real comparison of how every month plays out.
It's always hard from these markets to see, just because the percentages of months, whether we're, and it's just one month, so I know it's a silly question, how we match up in the budget for one month versus actual.
Yeah.
There are no big surprises in the future that I can see. I mean, everyone else's tax numbers are ticking up just slightly.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing ridiculous.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We may have been bold in our sales tax. We'll see when we get to about mid-year point.
Okay. You think we're optimistic?
We'll see.
All right.
You know, I'm just getting nervous with the economy and the stock market and everything that's fluttering right now.
Yeah, I was wondering.
Yeah. So maybe that's my reacting a little bit to what's going on in the in the world right now.
Sure.
So it's more of a matter of if the economy does sputter, we anticipate some growth that I think is realistic. Mm-hmm. And certainly 3 months ago is very realistic. But we'll have a check-in in a few months, and it might be the board at that point in time, the board governance model. But just to your point, just month to month, we should be at a little over 8% in revenues. We're slightly under that by 7.3. Mm-hmm. We're down 1 percentage point.
Right.
So we're a little behind revenue. We're a little bit high on the spending, but that's because of books.
Right.
The time of year. July is the big kickoff.
Right.
Sure.
Yeah. And some of those books that are in July are actually June's cost, so we'll still have some cleanup items.
That's a cool one.
Welcome, Cynthia.
Thank you.
And the record shows that we have a book to do now. We were just asking about...
Maybe
one more of those.
Oh. Okay. And I have a much thicker packet if you'd like to take.
That's quite all right.
We like that. That does look exciting.
There's a reason we asked for a single page.
Yeah. This was what you used to get.
This is
all 50,
the story, really.
Oh, 43 pages of Corey. The other thing I was going to point out is July picks up 2.3 pay periods, so there's a little bit of a June
pay. Oh, that's
There's some paydays in July, so it's got two full pay periods plus a little bit of a split pay period. So it's a little bit larger on the cost side than normal. So that plus our book spending has put our month in the hole by $290,000, but not unexpectedly. So
no, because this is right when you start ordering like crazy.
July will be a stronger month for us as will September.
And seems like our biggest problem is we accrued too much cash. We should have these problems every day.
Yes. I will not reflect that as a problem. it is an opportunity.
Yes. And I think we will also be having some campaign-related stuff.
Yes.
Certainly. Yes. This is a nice way to walk into our future endeavors, for sure. Mm-hmm.
That being said, it's a little too preliminary in the year to really start talking about how it's trending, but those are the highlights for July. And overall, we spent $290,000 more than in revenue, but expected because of the extra payroll cycle and our book purchases.
Yes.
That concludes my report.
Any other questions, board members or committee members?
No.
Staff, any comments? Well done. I'll give you the credit.
Thank you.
for being responsible.
Thanks for buying all the books.
You know, you'll get blamed for things that aren't your fault. We may as well give you credit for things that aren't your fault.
Okay.
Okay.
That seems like a deal.
I approve the minutes, too.
And good, and we did that.
Yeah, excellent. I know you did.
That's okay. We like that, being really unanimous. Let us move on to what else is on our agenda. Actually, written communications. We have LFA report that we may or may not want to weigh in on, but it does have a bearing on our future meetings.
Yeah.
How does the rest of the committee feel about where this committee is?
Well, it seems to me, according to this report, the last meeting of the full board would be October 15th.
Correct. I do have to say, I was in a meeting at the county this morning, and Susan tells me that it may not be October 15th, it may be later.
Like November?
Yeah.
Of this year, though.
I didn't specifically ask that question, but I sure
did. Excuse me.
She said...
WTF. Why?
Messenger.
I know.
She said that everything that they've done, and they've made enough changes that they feel like they have to go back to the union.
Oh.
All the unions. And so they're not going
to
be able
to take it to the boards.
That's what she told me today.
Well, let's walk the cat backwards here and consider...
But she was still using might and everything, but she said she didn't really think it was going to happen.
Are we actually going to consider having a poll? In October or September?
I don't know. That's Thursday.
I don't see why there's any reason not to go forward with what they're proposing here
They will make that decision on Thursday. I've signed Gene Bregman's contract. We've done the PO, so that if they decide to do it, these can go.
Well, this is my question. They aren't they yet.
There aren't there yet.
They're spending your money.
Yes, I know that
seems like
sort
a really
like teenagers.
I'm feeling very unsettled in their authority at this point to spend library budget money because they are not the governing body.
Well, they're doing it under the auspices of this facilities.
The LFA.
You know,
and they actually went ahead and launched the beginnings of the executive. I'm saying executive director librarian search using the money that was in our budget.
I can see that.
Get that ball rolling.
I mean, I don't see them doing anything that we wouldn't be doing.
Except, you know what?
I'm just trying to inspire them.
And it's them framing the questions rather than us. That's the other thing.
Oh, on the poll.
That's
true.
So perhaps for the meeting of the, I think it's the 14th?
September 15th.
Is that the next board?
You know, I have a lot of boards and keeping track of. You mean the full?
The full board meeting is the Monday.
It's
September 14th.
The 14th.
14th. Yeah.
For that meeting,
October.
And I'll talk to you after this meeting, but it's not really part of this meeting, about putting something on the agenda that warrants discussion.
Okay. All right.
Wonderful. Back to finance.
It does beg the question that ordinarily we were meeting every other month, which would mean we could schedule something in October.
But what action would we take and what would we do?
We would be monitoring the
even lamer lame ducks.
Yeah. So I mean that would be the only. At this point I think we should wait and see what.
Focus our energy on the joint
towers. Yes. So let's not schedule a meeting for October and wait and see how this progresses.
Okay.
Because I'm not certain that this committee will be around.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Good.
I do have a request. When it occurred to me, I know I guess it hasn't happened yet, that the issue of the new board has not yet landed on any jurisdiction's agenda.
And now it has to go back.
Right, apparently, yes. But when it does, and we never really discussed this, when it does start landing on, it would be really good to get a message out to the existing board
of when that's happening so we can attend meetings or, you know.
Sure.
They are trying to form a timeline. Marcus was working on that, too, but they're trying to find a timeline for that, but what this means after what they tell me this morning, I'm not really sure.
I didn't see any, well, you know, we're going to adjourn this committee meeting, and then since there's only three of us, we can launch off anything we like. So
can I just ask a point of clarification?
Brown Act problem.
Yeah. No, I think I'm good.
Okay.
Well, okay, so we've discussed the future agenda item and the meeting calendar.
Correct.
So
moved to adjourn. So moved. Thank you.